The WLEW News and Public Affairs Department now presents What Do You Think? Here is your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. I have a couple of guests in the studio today. We have Tony O'Neill. We also have Heather Liggetts and Shelley Bomer. They're with the Harbor Beach Lighthouse Preservation Society. They are tour guides that actually take you out to the lighthouse and see it in better weather than we're having right now because it's a little chilly to be out there. I don't think the place has heat, so you probably wouldn't want to be out there right now. We're going to be talking about the Harbor Beach Lighthouse. They've got some big plans coming up, and there's also things you can do this time of year to think about the lighthouse. Thanks for being with us, ladies.
Thank you
for having us.
The Lighthouse Preservation Society, they now have the lighthouse. It's no longer the Coast Guard's, it's Harbor Beach's, right?
City of Harbor Beach.
And so now you guys can really get to work on what you want to do with it. The Society has been refurbishing it, and you guys have been showing it off. And a lot of people have taken the trips out there, usually in the summertime on Saturdays. They have the tours going out. And a lot of people have taken part in that. And what happens this time of year at the lighthouse? Is it kind of a quiet time out there?
Well, we're talking about this just before Christmas because many of our listeners are still puzzled about what to get that certain someone who has everything. And so
you're not selling the lighthouse, are you?
No, but we are selling tours.
Oh, okay.
A gift certificate for a tour of the Harbor Beach Lighthouse might be the perfect thing for that hard to buy for a person. The gift certificates are $20 and can be purchased at the Harbor Drug in Harbor Beach. Perhaps a lighthouse souvenir might be an ideal gift for the phorologist also. Phorologist being a lighthouse enthusiast, and we know there are a lot of lighthouse enthusiasts out there.
Well, Michigan is one of the states we like the most. So this is where people come if they want to see a lot of lighthouses, and more and more of them, like Harbor Beach, are being decommissioned by the Coast Guard and going into private hands where they're more accessible to the public. So that even draws more people.
It certainly does.
Yes, we work with an alliance with Port Austin Reef Light and Point of Barks to attract people to our area to see the lights.
All of which are now available for public view. The Lighthouse Park one has been around for a while. Yours is now available, mm-hmm. And the Port Austin Reef, I believe they got theirs last summer, the deed turned over.
Yes.
So they're working on getting that set up for tours and such. So you can almost have a package of tours, you know, where people come up, stay one night in Harbor Beach, start taking the tours, and by the end of the day they're in Port Austin, stay the night there, and you've got a whole package for these people who just love lighthouses.
Actually, the U.S. Lighthouse Society is having a tour of the Eastern Michigan lighthouses this summer, and it will feature all the lighthouses from the Detroit River all the way up to Detour Village. And so they will be stopping at Harbor Beach. So we're excited about that, to have people from all over the United States coming to visit us.
And I imagine, you know, it's important that when people get there, it isn't just the structure. I mean, people want to see, as I've been out to the lighthouse there, you have it inside where you've got furnishings of the period. You go in there and it's like stepping back in time.
Yes, it is. Construction began on the breakwall in 1873, and a structure light was built in 1874. However, it was on the breakwall itself and didn't last very long. So another light was built, and this time it was built on the crib, and that's our present lighthouse. It was built from a kit, kind of like a Sears and Roebuck kit of the times.
They actually sold houses that way,
yes,
too.
Yes.
You could buy a package from Sears and it comes to your lot and
exactly.
You put up a house.
There's an ironworks from Boston, GW&F Smith Ironworks of Boston, that built these kits. And so there are many of them on the East Coast that look identical to ours. The Detroit River Light is a sister to ours, Cleveland Harbor, and the Chicago Light. The only difference is how many layers there are.
Because you would need more height to
in some
for
cases,
your location?
Yes. Yes. The Cleveland Light is much smaller because it's right on the harbor, and then the Chicago Light is taller. And ours, and that's one thing a lot of people think when they come out, one, they question the $20, you know, gee, we're going to go out and float around and take pictures, and they don't understand that, you know, this was a place where people lived and worked. And we have docents on all of the levels, starting at the break wall when you get off the boat, explaining the history and how things were built, and then going up through the first level, which is the gathering room or the galley. Second level is the assistant keeper's room. Third level is the keeper's room. Fourth level is the workroom, and then up into the lantern room, and so on. So you can go out on the gallery and take wonderful pictures. You can see one of our shipwrecks that's in the harbor from there. They have a nice view of it. And so it's a great photo op.
People don't realize it wasn't as accessible as it is today. You know, these people had to stay out there. This wasn't, you know, just, oh, a day job or a night job, per se, you know. 6 o'clock, let's go out to the lighthouse, light it up, and at 6 a.m, we come home and stay in a nice, snuggly place in Harbor Beach. They stayed out there.
Well, they had to, because the clockworks had to be readjusted every 4 hours to turn the light. And so...
And that
they
was
had
like
to be,
a weight system or something? That
yes.
Like an old grandfather clock that you mm-hmm. have to re-lift the weights up so that it goes down and spins around some more?
Mm-hmm. They had to readjust it, and that happened every 4 hours. Not to mention, of course, when the light was oil-fired, of course, they had to make sure it was full. And that had to be done several times a day also.
And that had to be a problem just getting the oil out there and such. I mean,
well,
you had to do it in good weather because... And you can't always guarantee that, even inside the harbor.
True.
I mean, you can't always guarantee good weather, and last thing you want to be is out there in bad weather and you're out of oil.
It was mandatory at many of the lighthouses. They had oil storage buildings that sat nearby because of the fire hazard in the lighthouses. But, of course, ours being as it is, didn't have that. But, yes, they did have to carry the oil up the steps all the way. There are at least 72 steps. Up to the light, so
sure
they got their exercise.
I'm sure the people who did it have stories about it, and I'm sure the EPA would cringe these days, but it had to be done. That was
yes.
The navigation. You didn't have GPS. You didn't have all these satellites and stuff. You watched the lighthouses as you went up the coastline to get a good bearing where you're at and that you're far enough out that you're not going to scrape bottom.
Yes, and that's why many lighthouses are different in their looks. Because it was used as day marks, so as they traveled during the day, they could see the lighthouse and see the color pattern on it. So at one time in the 1930s, our lighthouse, the bottom half of it was dark brown, and the top half was white. It was later then painted white. It had to make a contrast between what was behind it, so it was an easy day mark. That's why you see white shoal light, which is on our license plate, is the candy cane stripe. That way it was easily distinguished from other lights as to where you were. And of course at night it's the difference in the flashings of the red or the red and white. The time period in between told mariners where they were.
And how far does light go out? I mean, you know, we know the lake goes all the way to Canada, but you can only go as far as the horizon and how high you are. Does it go out several miles?
Yes, it goes out anywhere from 15 to 18 miles, depending on the order of the lens. And of course, when you get into your first order lenses like they have on the coasts, like in Florida and so on, they go out much, much farther.
I suppose it goes out a little farther if you're standing on a freighter rather than a rowboat, because you'd be up a little higher too.
Yes, and the focal plane is what they call it, from the center of the light to the water level. And ours being on a crib puts it up there a little bit further. You'll notice lighthouses like in Maine are very, very short, but they're up on high rocky cliffs, so they have that long focal plane, just don't have to build a lighthouse under it like we do.
Well, you don't want to build bigger than you have to. Even back then, they were thinking
right.
That way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So after the initial one faded, because Prelate wasn't built for what had happened in the lake there. Then we got the present one.
Yes, it was built in 1885 and illuminated that year.
And was it always illuminated with oil and what they call with those Fresnel lenses? Or did we start off with something different and then got the big powerful lens?
Through the history, there were different lenses that were available. Ours got the Fresnel very quickly, though. Fresnels had come into use in the United States. Most of the Fresnel lenses were made in France and shipped over. They consist of many, many, many panels of ground lenses that magnify even a small thing like a candle light can be seen miles and miles out because of the magnification.
They're kind of made in pieces, so you don't have to have the huge big glass magnifier, just the bits you need to make the light go where you want it to. It's just science, and it's amazing
it
that they could do that all those years ago, that somebody could figure it out mathematically to do it, but they're all over and they do work.
Yes.
And was the lighthouse built basically because the Harbor Beach became a harbor of refuge with the artificial breakwall, or was it out there alone for a time?
The lighthouse was built as a result of the breakwall. When ships started out in the 1860s and 1870s, there was no protection from the high winds and storms as they would attempt to cross Saginaw Bay, and so sometimes they had to turn around and go all the way back to like Port Huron. And so our harbor of refuge was very necessary, and that's one of the reasons why it was built. And
according to the plaques out there, the largest man-made.
Yes, for a long, long time. Very proud of it. It's amazing, you know. In 1906, they capped. There was a big storm, and it took out a chunk of the breakwall, and so they decided to cap the rock that was there with concrete, and then build the sides up on it, that, like you see today. And so that protected our lighthouse a lot better.
But even that isn't always immune to the lake's power. I know a few years ago you folks woke up one morning to find a little chunk of it gone.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
So that can be kind of scary. Because if you had shoreline property and you didn't have that protecting you, what was coming your way?
Yep, it's been, we keep working at it, and of course they keep, the Corps of Engineers still takes care of the breakwall and so on. But people have enjoyed walking out on the North Gap and being a part of it.
Did they have to scoop out the harbor any, or was it pretty good there? I mean, I had a little boat years ago. I'm telling an old story here. And I would go out there because I had a little boat, and I always wanted to be in that protected area. Because, you know, I'd call ahead and say, how's the lake? Oh, it's fine today. And you get out there and it's like, yeah, it's fine for them. It isn't for me. But at least I have the harbor to play in. Mm-hmm. But you'd look down and you'd see rocks in there like the size of houses. I mean, there is that part of the construction, or did they find the rocks there to make the breakwall? It seems like you'd use what was on hand. It's really weird.
There was a lot of rock that was shipped in.
Really?
Yes. 150... cords of rock, something
well,
like that.
You gotta be able to stop that lake. Not an easy thing to do at times.
Mm-hmm.
And then the lighthouse, as we know it, was up and has the lens in it, but that lens didn't stay.
No, it's recently been removed. The original lens, is now in the Grice Museum in Harbor Beach and right by the marina. And when you buy a tour ticket, you also get free admission to the Grice so that you can see the lens up close and personal. It was replaced with another lens by the Coast Guard, and now recently it has been removed because the lighthouse now belongs to the city of Harbor Beach. It is now becoming a private aid to navigation. And this spring or summer, we will have a Fresnel lens there, but it will be acrylic, and it will function. And so we're looking forward to that being put in place.
Is it strange in town to see no light coming out of that structure that's been doing that for 100 years plus?
128 years, yep. But we hope that it will be installed this summer, and we will be one of the few places that have them. The acrylic lens. We've gotten some grants and things to cover the price of them. They're very expensive, but
it'd be worse if you had to go for crystal like the original.
Oh yeah. But we'll actually be able to see it working and so on, so that'll be a treat for people to be able to look at that.
And it'll be as it was, more or less. I mean, it may not be the but it'll look like the original and function like the original.
Yes.
Won't
yes.
be lit by oil though, I bet.
No.
I'm sure that isn't going to happen.
We are solar power.
And that's another problem you have out there is there's really no power out there. I think they had lines out there and they got broken or cut or something accidentally, and then the Coast Guard went to solar power and they didn't need it anymore. They weren't going to keep replacing the lines that got damaged on the way to the lighthouse.
Our work crew has a generator that they haul out there and haul up to the lighthouse to power their tools and so on when they work. Our restoration crew that does a wonderful job.
Is there a lot of history of the lighthouse still out there? I mean, are you able to find pictures and stuff when you just, as, you know, because you want to be as accurate as you can, but some of this stuff just isn't there anymore. I mean, it's 100 and some years. That's a long time to look back on.
Skip Kadar and some of his sources have turned up some wonderful, wonderful photos. So we do have a growing accumulation of photographs of what it was like. Our lighthouse, we've chosen to decorate it in the 1900 to 1915 time period. And so we have
Handy if you don't have electricity.
Yes. we have no original furnishings from the lighthouse because, of course, when the Coast Guard took over in 1939, everything that was not regulation kind of got lost. And so we've just replaced it with period-appropriate furnishings throughout the lighthouse.
Is there a history of all the people who stayed out there? I mean, as far as the lighthouse keepers?
We have a list of the lighthouse keepers and assistant keepers. Some of the names are very familiar in the Harbor Beach area. Trescott.
As in the Trescott pier out there?
Mm-hmm. And Davidson, Henderson. Some of these have families still in the area and so on. So
the history keeps hitting home.
Yes, and that's one thing we hope, as somebody here is going to talk about the 2015 celebration, we're looking to find descendants of people that either served on the light with the Coast Guard or the lighthouse service, their descendants to come for the 2015 130th birthday celebration.
Now, one thing that isn't out there right now is the old Foghorn building, right?
Right. It was torn down in 1967.
And there's another one, there's a Foghorn, I think it's on the other side of the breakwall opening right now. Am I correct on
Actually, that's gone now, too.
That's gone now, too. Oh, the Coast Guard isn't running
right.
any of that.
Right.
Okay. That had to be awfully loud for the poor people who were working the lighthouse to live with. I mean, you're right there, and I think it was steam-powered, wasn't it, or something
yes.
like that? Used the oil, I guess, to create mm-hmm. steam and blow that thing out. That thing must have been...
Well, at first it was coal.
Ear-numbing.
And then it turned gas and compressed air as there were different kinds of foghorns there. But yes, it was extremely loud, and there was a sign on the side of the crib that said, you don't want to be here when it's blowing.
I'm sure OSHA would not approve just little earbuds anymore.
No.
That type of thing. So any plans on the Foghorn itself? Is that something in the works? Or does it just take up too much space there when you're trying to get tours through? Any clue? Or, I mean, I know you guys don't actually do the refurbishing, but I'm sure they tell you a little bit about it because they're proud of what they do.
The Restoration Society, or the Preservation Society, we have hopes of rebuilding the fog building, the fog signal building at some point. But we don't know. We don't have a date on that yet. But
just get one of those little air horn things you use at the football stadiums. And this is what it would have been like. But Shelley is going to tell us they've got a big birthday coming up. 130 years in a couple of years here?
Yes, 130 years celebration in the year 2015. So we are, as part of the marketing committee for the Preservation Society, we are planning a large birthday celebration. Our tentative date right now is July 18, 2015. As Tony stated earlier, we're looking for anybody, descendants of any of the light keepers or anybody who has been going through old family albums and things. You can find pictures of the lighthouse. Please let us know and we'll include them in. We're planning on having a contest with art students coming up. this spring so that the art students can help to design a picture of the Harbor Beach light that we're going to use in our celebration of the 130th anniversary. So lots of different ways to get our community involved. The activities, we are going to try to involve the whole family so that there are things for young people as well as older people to come and take part. And also it's the 130th birthday that year for the light saving stations for the Coast Guard. So we're going to try to tap into that as well and include them in our celebration.
Because they were it when you were out on the lakes. I mean, if the Coast Guard station wasn't there, nobody was coming for you. Because when that lake's churning, only trained people who are very brave or other ways you might put it, are willing to go out there in that, because that gets nasty out there.
It certainly does.
Well, the motto of the life-saving service was, you have to go out, but you don't have to come back.
Well, that's a bummer.
But they often
put that on a t-shirt, would you?
But that was their belief, and they went out and rowed out to the wrecks or later with the powered lifeboats many miles.
Originally, they had to get rowing, I mean, and fight those waves just to get out there and hopefully find somebody alive that they can bring back.
Yes.
That was a pretty gutsy job to have at the time. I'm sure they had a big turnover, because I think after a little while you'd say, enough of this. I'm going to do the administrating. So the 130th birthday celebration, are you looking for people to help you in developing all of this or give you ideas? You guys always seem to come up with neat ideas. Well, I don't know where they all come from.
Well, presently we have 6 people that are working on the marketing committee that was just newly formed this later in the summer to help promote the lighthouse and the tours and things. So that core group is going to do probably a majority of the planning, but we always welcome ideas and from outside sources. We've been very active with the city of Harbor Beach because it is their lighthouse, so we're keeping in touch as to setting dates so that not to step on anybody else's big celebration that they have annually. So
is this July 18th date gonna get you in with the Maritime Festival or
no,
anything like
actually,
that?
Or
are you gonna be on
your own? It's gonna be on our own. The city wanted to have this stand out on their own, so it'll be.
And 130 years, is that kind of, are we like one of the oldest on the lakes, does anybody know? I mean, that seems like it's got to be up there.
Fort Gratiot is the oldest.
Fort Gratiot is the oldest.
And of course, Point of Barks was, the current lighthouse at Point of Barks was 1857. So they're still ahead of us by a little bit.
Well, but as you got the Harbor of Refuge, you became a target.
Yes.
And they needed the light to get in.
Yes.
And that's one of the main reasons for its original idea, is to show them the way. Now, you were telling me that the harbor entrance right now, though, you still have the red and green lights?
Yes.
So it's Christmassy.
Oh, yes. The green is on the south side of the harbor entrance. The red is on the north.
And which is a typical navigation.
Red right returning from sea.
Mm-hmm. So that you...
So you can still find the harbor entrance, not a problem, until our lens gets there.
I don't think there's a lot of people going out right now.
Not right now. But,
I mean, you even get ice fishermen. If they go out a little past the harbor, it's kind of nice to know where the opening is to get back home. And it's always been there. It's in our imagination. It's 180 years or 130 years is just a tick in the clock of the whole world. But I mean, for us, that's a long time. That's generations.
As docents, we enjoy having people who grew up with the light and perhaps came out there as children or teenagers, and the stories they have to tell, some of which are not repeatable.
Or those residents who have seen the light out there in the water and never took the opportunity or had the opportunity to come to visit it. And we, all summer long, will have Harbor Beach or Harbor Beach area residents come to visit the light and say, this is amazing, we've never done this. It's been there.
I understand this summer you even had somebody married out there.
We did.
We did.
So it's becoming more and more. You'll have to not do a foghorn house, you have to do a chapel.
Not sure where that fits into the plans of
preservation,
but...
Well, you just flip the sign that says fog house, foghorn building, and you flip it over and it says chapel. Now, we kind of cut you off here with all the things that you have for souvenirs, and I know there are things, you know, people collect things with lighthouses. If you're looking for a gift that way, it's there's a lot of things available from what I see from your list.
Well, we have lighthouse sun catchers for $18 and a large wooden framed lighthouse sun catcher for $45, shot glass for $4, pins for $5, a lighthouse magnet for $4, a coffee mug, which we all have, for $7, and a very nice coaster set of two coasters for $6. And all of these have pictures of the Harbor Beach light on them. We have puzzles for $15, window clings for $3, Christmas ornaments, glass Christmas ornaments of the Harbor Beach light that have sand from Harbor Beach Beach in the bottom of them. And we have the proverbial t-shirts, youth-size t-shirts for $14, and adult t-shirts $16 and up depending on the size, and numerous colors to choose from. So any one of those is available on the Harbor Beach Lighthouse website, and would make great stocking stuffers, as well as the gift certificate.
Some of the proceeds go to help the lighthouse, I assume?
All the proceeds go towards the preservation and maintenance of the lighthouse, which is an ongoing project.
We were talking a little bit about that before the show started, that water and the steel building there just... that's a recipe for continual maintenance.
It is. And for those that don't want to get a gift specific, a donation can also be made to the Lighthouse Preservation Society in someone's name as a gift. And that's always a very nice remembrance.
Now, you mentioned these are on your website?
Yes.
So I assume if you order it, it's shipped to you?
Yes.
So it isn't like you, you know, you can have it shipped to your relative who collects these things in North Carolina, and it's not a problem.
Not a problem at all. Not a problem at all.
Terrific. Anything else you wanted to talk about?
Well, in the past, up until this time, the only place to get the gift items was out at the lighthouse. That was our gift shop also. We took over a pantry cabinet in the first.
Oh, you mean during
level.
The tour?
Yes.
You could see.
But they were not available in town. This summer, we will have a kiosk at the Harbor Beach Marina where we will be selling the items on shore for those who don't like to go on water. So we will be putting that up later in the spring and having it ready for our tour times.
Terrific. Sounds like you have lots of plans and lots of efforts going into keeping the lighthouse not only there and alive, but the history of it alive.
And when Tony mentioned the tour times, we are hoping to be open for tours starting the second or third week in June and continuing Saturdays, our tour days, through the Saturday of Labor Day. So, and then if you have a special family occasion where you have a large group, we are always receptive to pre-planning something that is not on a regularly scheduled tour time, providing our captain is available to take everybody out in the boat.
And weather permitting,
that, of course.
Because sometimes it's just a little too choppy to dock the boat next to there and get everybody in and off safely, and you have to worry about safety as well.
And last year we did a special tour for Candace Miller, came, and we took Candace out, the Coast Guard took Candace out for a special tour. So
And she's it a big is, boater
yeah,
in Lake
she
Huron
is
anyway,
a very
so.
Big boater, absolutely. So there are special occasions that
like the wedding.
We're willing. Yep, like the wedding.
Now, as I understand it, on Saturdays when you have the tours, you go out a couple of times? I mean, you have it in the morning and some people come back and then you can take more out. Is that how it works?
Well, actually, our tours, we start at 10 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. The docents go out before and we clean up, open up, and get everything ready for the tours. And then once the boat starts to come, it's constantly going back and forth with visitors and goes until the end of the tour time. And we are trying to adjust our tour time to meet the needs of our growing number of visitors. So,
because some people take a quick tour and, oh, this is neat, and other people really get in there and they're taking pictures here, there, and everywhere, and, you know, it's a different experience for everybody, and it kind of gives them a little more time. You know, you can go back on a boat that's leaving, and if you're still taking pictures, you can stay a little while longer. So it works out well for the people.
We've actually had lighthouse enthusiasts come and say that their tour of the Harbor Beach Lighthouse and has been the most informational tour that they've ever taken. The docents have become extremely knowledgeable, and every level is scripted, and when they go through a tour can last anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour, depending on what your interest is in the light itself. But we've had people from all over the United States visit and say Harbor Beach has the best tours of any of the lights that they've ever visited. So we're pretty proud of that.
Do they get to see the whole light? I know when I was there, it was a media tour, and we were up there with the lens and everything else up there. And that was a little bit of a stair climb there. You know, the regular stairs in for the living quarters are pretty normal.
To where the light is, you can go only so far up, and then you just have to crane your neck and take some peeks. But you can get all the way up to that point, and just the very top, you have to kind of stretch your neck out a little bit.
A lot of the lighthouses around the country, you know, they're in states of repair, and sometimes all you really get to see is the outside because the inside is being rebuilt. But this is a case where it's there for you, the whole experience.
Absolutely, yes. And kids, we've taken all sorts of pictures for families through the port lights, which on a ship they're called port holes, but on the lighthouse they're port lights. But we have all sorts of unique pictures that people have taken of themselves, or we've taken for them, knowing where the best angle is to get a good shot.
And you get a really nice view from up there. I mean, it's amazing how far you can see. Mm-hmm. I guess that's the whole point for the light. Yeah. Okay. So again, you have the gift items. It's a holiday season. Mm-hmm. What's the website they need to go to?
HarborBeachLighthouse.com. .org.
Google or they Harbor can, Beach Lighthouse. Mm-hmm. Yes,
and actually,
I'm sure
if
it'll take you there.
Mm-hmm. Harbor Beach Mish or MI. .org, and then the lighthouse is also connected to that. Oh. So it's a standalone, but it's also connected to the city site.
So if you go to the city site, they can get you yep. to the lighthouse and
there's
get
a link.
You all the things that you have for mm-hmm. great gifts. Still time to order them?
Yes.
Okay, because, you know, sometimes shipping takes a little bit and we're just 2 weeks away here. You
Santa's
know?
Elves will work very hard to get them there in time for Christmas.
Hello, Santa's elf. I'm sure that all falls to you, folks. But we appreciate your efforts, and we appreciate the efforts you're making in with the lighthouse there, not only preserving it, but making it available to the public. because, you know, you can have a beautiful museum if nobody can see what's in it. What's the point?
Right.
The whole point is that experience you get when you see history kept for you in its original type of state as best you can based on the knowledge of the day.
And that's one of the things. The lighthouses are such an important part of the history, particularly here in Michigan. And it's sometimes very, very overlooked in, you know, in the history books and so on and so forth, even studying Michigan history here. So we like to bring alive for people and let them know what an experience was.
And many times the lights aren't easily accessible from the major highways as you're going by. You don't see them. You have to almost know where they're at to take full advantage of them. But right in Harbor Beach, you have a whole summer full of activities where people come in. First thing you see looking out in the harbor is that break wall and the light right there at the big entrance.
One thing we hope to attract a lot of lighthouse enthusiasts. This year, the Harbor Beach Lighthouse and the Grice Museum joined the United States Lighthouse Society Passport Program. And you buy a passport, looks much like a United States government passport, and as you take it to different lights, you get it stamped, just like a regular passport. And so lighthouse enthusiasts have a nice record of their visits. And when, you know, normally during the season, our stamp is either at the marina or out at the light. And now it's at City Hall. So, it's at Harbor Beach Agency. And so you can still view the lighthouse, take some pictures, and then go to City Hall with your passport. There are more than 50 lighthouses in the state of Michigan alone that are members of this program that spreads all across the United States. And so people come out there.
You'd have to be here the whole summer to go all 50 of them, wouldn't you? I mean, that's 50 days. That's a month and a half.
We have over 100 lighthouses in the state of Michigan. We've had people at the lighthouse this last summer who were doing the eastern side of the Lower Peninsula. Last year they had done the western side, and next year they'll probably be working the Upper Peninsula. But they came from, I think it was Indiana or Ohio. And this is where they spend their vacation, doing the lighthouses of Michigan. So we attract a lot of people, and we're glad to have them, and we welcome them.
And I'm sure they have much easier access now that you have it than when it was in government hands, because government wasn't maintaining as well as they could these facilities because the money. And so I'm glad to see it's in the hands of people who are going to lovingly care for it.
The only drawback with being offshore, we are not a handicap accessible facility. There are a lot of stairs, needless to say, and there's some unlevel ground. But so in some cases, if you have a severe handicap, that would not be a good thing.
Including but you can, seasickness.
But you can take a virtual tour, which is available through either the Harbor Beach website, Harbor Beach City website, there is a virtual tour, or bluewater.org, which we are members of. And so it goes, it's a 360, and you can see all of it up close.
It's nice, but it doesn't beat being there.
True. Or it's a nice taster to get you out there.
Well, thanks for coming in today. Again, they can go
Thank
to the City of Harbor Beach website or your website
lighthouse
for the Harbor Beach
lighthouses.org.
And they can pick out gift items if they know someone on their gift list who's a lighthouse enthusiast who loves to get these types of things and collects them. Yeah, I don't know the Latin word for it. I have enough trouble with that one for Friday the 13th, tricks and dexophobia or whatever it is. So, okay. But it's available online. Still time to get the gifts and have them delivered to your house before Christmas, or delivered to whomever you're sending them to if they're out of state. And just go to the website and see all they have to offer. Take the virtual tour while you're there.
And also, for birthday gifts, doesn't have to be for Christmas. So this can be an ongoing, for any occasion. So
they're there 365 days a year.
They are there 365 days a year, absolutely.
And the proceeds go to help with the preservation of the lighthouse. Mm-hmm. Double bang, you get a good gift and you're helping out the places you are.
That's right.
Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Our guests today on the program, Tony O'Neill, Heather Liggetts, and Shelley Bomer, have been talking about the Harbor Beach Lighthouse Preservation Society's efforts out there. Got a big anniversary coming up, 130th birthday. That's in 2015. It's not this coming summer, but the next summer. But they're already thinking about what they're going to do for it and getting all the plans made. So you might want to keep that in mind as well. Tentatively, July 18th of 2015. Not written in stone quite yet. And I do want you to stay tuned. Coming up at the top of the hour, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news.